talk about what people are talking about in Muncie, Delaware County, and today we're going to talk about our hometown hero of the month, the Soup Kitchen of Muncie, Loretta Parsons, always smiling in studio. Do you ever not smile, Loretta?
Well, sometimes maybe, but I try to smile a lot.
Full disclosure, it happens sometimes.
Sometimes, that's fair.
For those that aren't familiar, our Hometown Hero of the Month program, by the way, is an award-winning thing that we've done for quite a while. We ask for 501c3s, not-for-profits, groups, clubs, organizations, cities, towns that aren't getting as much due attention that they deserve, that we believe, and we give them an in-kind donation of more than $10,000 in publicity and promotion and news coverage and so on to help lift them up because they're lifting up our community. Anyway, that's what the Hometown Hero program is. And as it relates to everything I just said, Soup Kitchen of Muncie is all of those things and more. For those that aren't familiar, Loretta, please tell them just the overview of what the Soup Kitchen of Muncie is and how it all works.
Sure. Well, the Soup Kitchen of Muncie got started, actually, 30 years ago. That's what we're celebrating this year. And we serve the hungry. That's it in a nutshell. Our mission is to serve anyone that needs a meal without regard to, you know, sex, race, creed, religion, whatever. We're there to serve whoever is hungry, meal, a hot meal, and a sack lunch. So everybody gets two meals when they come through our door.
In order to do that, you have to have workers, volunteers. You also have to have funding.
That's true. We need money, as a lot of 501c3s do. So the fundraiser that we have, we're bringing that back this year, and it is going to be different. It's going to be a gala. And we hope to raise some funds to help us.
Okay.
Last year was our biggest year that we've ever had in the 30 years. We served close to 40,000 people, which equates to about 80,000 meals last year in 2023. And, of course, the need was great, but then inflation was high, and so our food budget is, you know, really suffered.
All the more reason that the April 20th event has to happen and be successful for the sake of all the help that you want to give. Horizon Convention Center, how do they get tickets? We'll get back to the event details in a little bit here.
Okay, yeah, tickets are available on Eventbrite. They're $75 a person, or if you purchase a table of 10, that would be $650.
Okay, very good. And you can bring a bunch of friends from work or church or maybe you can just meet some friends or whatever
and do that.
So you said it'll be different. And it's a gala, so it's not just a meal and a speech.
Right.
It's tell us some of the details, would you, Loretta?
So we've engaged some creative people in our community this year. Joined the committee, Fred Reese, Michelle Kinsey, and Sarah Gullen. They help us plan this great event for our 30th anniversary, like I said, as well as Muncie's rich in art, culture, and history. We're kind of combining those things, and we're going to have a live auction with the wonderful artists that have contributed to us over the years, Dan Woodson, Ann Johnson, Margie Prim, and Alan Patrick, just to name a few. So that will be going on with some experiences as well. But it is going to be different because we're going to have some live art presentations that the committee's been creating. So these experiences will be performed by Muncie Civic Theater, and an assortment of artists are creating live art, like I said, such as hair art, caricature art, portrait photography from Rahel Jackson.
Okay.
And so it's going to be just a wonderful event, and the food that Horizon is creating is just amazing.
It's called Painting a Brighter Picture by Fighting Hunger, Feeding Hope. It's
correct.
For the Soup Kitchen of Muncie. The 30th anniversary gala will happen at the Horizon Convention Center April the 20th. If you're just clicking in or maybe you missed how to get tickets, we'll get to that in just a second. What I wanted to ask everybody or ask on the for the sake of everybody is, what's proper attire? You know, how dress up, dress, you know, how to do that?
I think business casual probably is fine.
If somebody wanted to wear a suit and a fancy dress,
sure,
it sounds very appropriate if you want to go that route.
Yeah? That's correct. That
what's Fred Reese going to wear? Because Fred Reese, he didn't show up anywhere and not, you know, something special is going to happen with Fred.
You just don't know for sure about Fred.
Is he not the best ever?
it's been a lot of fun working with him.
And you cracked off a bunch of names here that are fabulous people in our community, too, doing a very nice thing. In this case, the benefactor is Soup Kitchen of Muncie. They're our hometown hero of the month. Before we get to the tickets as the last item here, anything you haven't touched on, Loretta, that you want to make sure to get in before we wrap up the segment?
Right. We still can use sponsors as well. So we've got lots of levels out there. You get on our website. You can see the sponsors that have donated already. And if you'd be interested in that, it's real easy just to get a hold of us through our website, soupkitchenofmuncie.org.
All right. And the ticket information, give them that time, please.
Yeah, it's $75 a person. You can get your tickets on Eventbrite. And if you want to do a table of 10, that would be $650 for a table of 10.
All right. Look forward to a full house that night.
That's correct. Yes.
All right.
And party.
Absolutely. Fun. And you're helping out a really, really important and incredible effort that happens every day in your community, Muncie. And most of you probably don't even know what's going on, but it is. And there's good-hearted people doing good-hearted things like Loretta Parsons and all the great work that's done for Soup Kitchen of Muncie. Great to see you, Loretta.
Thank you, Steve.
As we continue with more in just a moment, Delaware County Today live on WMUN.